Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. There's a very, very important discussion found in Yerdeya Simen Pei Tes, where the Ramah discusses what one has to do in order to wait or end a fleishik's meal to allow one to have a milchik's meal. It's based on a Gemara in Chulin that says one cannot have them in the same meal, but if you've ended your fleishik's meal, then you could begin your milchik's meal. How do you define the end of the first meal? So the Ramah quotes a number of different Rishonim. First, he quotes an opinion that says, "De'ein tzrich lahamtim sheish shos." You don't need to wait 6 hours. Rak miyad im silak uberich birkas hamazon. All you have to do is bench and mutar de kinuach vadacha, clean out your mouth properly, and then you can go ahead and eat. Meaning benching and cleaning your mouth is all. Va'minag apashit, he writes, "B'medinos elu lahamtin achar chiyus baser sha'achas." The practice where their Ramah lived was only an hour. But then he writes at the end of the Ramah, Yesh Medaktik, and there are those who are very, very particular, Lahamtin Sheish Shos, to wait a full 6 hours, Achar Chiz Basa Lagvina, after you've eaten Fleishiks, before having Milchiks, V'chein Nachon Lasos, that is the proper practice to wait a full 6 hours. This is echoed by the Shach and the Taz that one should really wait a full 6 hours. Where does the Shulchan and the Ramah get this idea of 6 hours? The din is, it's found really in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Machos Asuros, the very last halacha, halacha chavches, he says, Mi sha'achal basar betchila, if you eat meat first, bein basar behema, bein basar oaf, whether it's from an animal, a cow, or a chicken, a poultry, lo yochal achar v'chalav ad sheyishe beinem kidei shir suda achar. So you need to wait a time period of a full meal. V'hu kemo sheish shows, it's around 6 hours. That's the time, 6 hours. So where does the Rambam get this from? So he's the source of the Ramah. He's the source of the common practice to wait 6 hours. Where in the world does Rambam get this from? So Lech HaMishnah says he gets it from today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara talks about in Yud Beis and Beis different times when people would have their meal. And there it says the Lech HaMishnah that the idea of Sheish Shos is a Talmud Chacham, the Shashishis. The Gemara says that Talmud Chacham doesn't have his meal until the 6th hour, so therefore the 6th hour seems to be the break in between meals, and that's the source of the Rambam, that's the source of the Ramah, and that's the source of the very common practice of waiting 6 hours between fleishiks and milchiks.